This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will hold the India-UAE strategic dialogue in New Delhi today. The UAE Foreign Affairs Minister will also meet Prime Minister Modi in the afternoon. UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister arrived in New Delhi to take part in the 4th Strategic Dialogue and the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting. Opposition India bloc MPs today held a protest in Parliament complex over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group. They were demanding a joint parliamentary committee probe into this matter. Congress left and others joined the protest. Union Minister Giriraj Singh today questioned Congress leaders for their alleged link with the US-based George Soros Foundation. Talking to media at Parliament House complex, Mr. Singh said that Congress should come clean on this issue and explain their leaders' alleged nexus with George Soros Foundation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today praised the Jal Jeevan Mission, saying that this scheme has played a pivotal role in empowering women, especially in the rural areas. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that with clean water at their doorstep, women can now focus on skill development and self-reliance. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India will have its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035, while an Indian will land on the moon by 2040. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on achievements of all science ministries, Dr. Singh said that the space reforms brought by the government have unlocked the space sector. In Rajasthan, an assistant sub-inspector of traffic police died and 6 others were injured when 2 vehicles of Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma's cavalcade met with an accident with a private car in Jagatpura area in Jaipur yesterday evening. Mr. Sharma was going to attend a program of Laghu Udyog Bharti, in which Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar was the chief guest. 7 persons, 5 policemen and 2 others, were injured in the collision near Akshay Patra Chauraha on Jagatpura Road. Meta has confirmed a global outage affecting some users' ability to access its social media apps, including Instagram, Facebook and WhatsApp, late last night. While the company did not provide specific details about the issue, it assured users that it is actively working on a resolution. No official timeline has been provided for when the full service will be restored. UN General Assembly has voted to demand an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. It also demanded immediate release of all hostages. The ceasefire demand in the resolution was adopted with 158 votes in favor in the 193-member world body. General Assembly resolutions are not binding but carry political weight, reflecting a global view on the war. In Afghanistan, Acting Minister for Refugees Khalil Rehman Haqqani was killed in a suicide bombing inside his office at the ministry in Kabul yesterday. A suicide bomber, disguised as a visitor, detonated his bomb while Haqqani was doing paperwork. The Interior Ministry described Haqqani's death as the result of a ferocious attack by the Khawarij, a term the Taliban uses to refer to ISIS militants. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Di Gukesh will take on defending champion Ding Li Ren of China in the 14th round or the final game of the FIDE World Chess Championship in Singapore today. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. The winner of the 14th round will be crowned as the world champion. In badminton, Indian duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on Malaysian pair of Pearlie Tan and Tina Muralitharan in the women's double second group stage match in Hangzhou, China today. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra, Kutch and parts of Punjab today. Cold wave conditions in these regions will continue for the next 3-4 days. The Met Office added that parts of Rajasthan and MP can witness cold conditions today, whereas ground frost conditions are very likely to prevail over Uttarakhand. Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar and the northeast states can experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.